say what? That im nimuchoi, if it melts down and looks like blood, then tameya, then the ma'aseh she is tamei. Rashi says the damu, because it's called blood, so she's tamei mishum nida, not mishum leida. A leida is not called, because that's not called a vlad. But dam it is. Alma, what do we see? Afagav dechi chaziz seyovish ha yekofer. Even though when it first came out of the body, it was almost dried out like a piece of dirt. And still we say later, when you throw it into the water and it dissolves, and now it looks like blood, she is tamei. You see, even though the dam is yovish, still she's tamei. So what's the question? If that's true what you're saying, then I feel a blend in Muchanami. What do you have to melt it down for? So Mr. Pasha, no, I'm a rabbi. If it doesn't melt down, if it doesn't dissolve in the water, then I'll tell you, bury it before Yatsmihi. That piece that came out is not considered dam, but it's called a creation by itself. It's called a piece of flesh. That's all. It's not called a dam. Therefore, later it's not called, because it doesn't look like a tzurus ha'odem. And it has no tumas nida, because it's not called dam. So that's why we have to test it. We have to let it dilute in the water to see if it will melt down or not. In other words, the question, is there such a thing like this? Is it possible to say something like that? Rashi said that Mapelet came in Cyrus, a klipos. Like the Mishnah talks about this. It ever happened, Lamaisa, to an ish has a miscarriage, something comes out looking like a hair, or looking like a shell, peel. So much in, yes, that happened like that. For a tiny, we learn like this. That the Sefer that says, Amar Reb Loza Reb Tzadik, that Shnei Maisim Helo Abo Mitivin Liavna. My father once brought up two cases happened to him, cases, Mitivin, this place, a shame here it was, and he brought the case up to Yavna. What was the case? That Maisa Bisha happened once, a story with one lady. Shoysom Apeles Kimin Klipas Adamus, that she had a miscarriage and the thing that came out looked like peels, looked like red peels, like a klipa. Ulbo, when the lady came, Visholu Asabish, went to ask my father. The Yabba, my father, then went to ask the Sholach HaChomim. He asked the Chom what the Lacher is. The Chom Sholach Reifen, the Chomim, went to ask the doctors, what is this? What is this piece that came out? The Yomulim, they said like this. Isanzu, this lady, Maka Yeshta Matoch Miyeho. She has like a Maka wound inside her stomach. Shemimenu, Mapelas Kimin Klipois. And that causes her to see some type of flesh that comes out looking like Klipa. Rashi says, really what Rashi is, really what it is gildi hamaka. That's like the crust on top of the wound, like the scab on top of the wound, that's what it is. So, therefore, if it's really only that, just the scab, so she remains terror, it's not called dam. But the other side is, maybe no, it's dried out blood, it is blood really. So if we told them, the answer was, tata lamayim, throw this piece that came out in, let it dilute in water. If the nimuch, if it melts down, tamei, that's the proof that really it was dam, and then she's tamei. But if it doesn't melt down, then we say it was only the scab from the wound inside and she remains tamei. That was one story. Now, shuv ma'isa, that from the second story, shuv ma'isa v'yisha, with another lady, shoysa ma'pelas kimin Cyrus aduma, she was having a miscarriage that looked like red hair. See, another case, the fact what came out, the flesh that came out, looked like hair. Oh, but she also came to show us Asaba. She came to ask my father, what's the locha? The Abba showed him, my father, he asked the Chachamim. The Chachamim, the Reifim, he asked the doctors, Vyomlim, the doctors like this. The same thing, though, that Shuma Yeshta Vatech Miel. She has some type of a growth, a ward, in her stomach, inside, in the kishkas, in the intestines. Shemimena Mapelis Kimin Cyrus. Adamus, that makes pieces, like, look like hair, come out. So it's a doubt. Was it a piece from there? Or maybe no, it was really dried out blood. So the Eitzah was again, Tata Lamayim, let's throw it into water, let it dissolve in water, and let's see. In the Moichah, if it melts down, dissolves down, then Temeya. Then we say it's really damaged, remains Temeya. So the Kitzah, the din of the Mishnah, does apply. There were cases like this, that Ish Adam's carriage, what came out, looked like a sound, like a hair, or else looked like Klipa, looked like a shell. Appeal. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rashlaka, Rashlaka says, after our Mishnah says you have to throw these things into water, let it soak over, let it dissolve down, over Peshkin, it has to be lukewarm water. Because if you just put it into cold water, that's not enough, because maybe even though it doesn't dissolve in cold water, we have to be afraid if it would have been in Peshkin, it would dissolve. So if you have to test it out in Peshkin. Tanya Nami Yochi, only this also, Tanya Nami Yochi. Ve'atato l'mayim u'b'poshrim. He's supposed to throw this piece into water, and u'b'poshrim into lukewarm water. Reb Shimon Gamliel me'makosoy b'roik agabi atiporim. He knows the what that you even allowed to test it out, so he's supposed to test it out, but the makos like press it down with spit agabi atiporim. Like you have spit on your nail, and then squash it with your nail to see if you get it to become like blood or not. So versus my banana, what's the difference between the two of them? Or Ravina, that's good for machlokes. The Tanakhama says you can't do that by pressing it down with your nail, because that may make it dissolve. That doesn't prove that it's blood. It's your pressing that's making it dissolve. Rather, it has to dissolve by itself, just putting it into the lukewarm water. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. He goes, even though it first melts down, you press it down with your nails, that makes it dissolve into dam. That's also called dam. If it wouldn't have been dam, then even by doing this, it would not dissolve and look like blood. So that's not like this. If you do like this and it comes to be like blood, is that a proof to say that she's tmeya? That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. Yes, we have a right to say it's dam. And according to Tanakam, we say no, it's not dam, it's still only a chaticha. The other one says, Hosam Tan, over there we learned, a Gemara later will have enough Nun Dalid, that Kamehi Shriyosam Apashrin. How long do you have to let it stay there in Pershim lukewarm water? Rashi says over there, talking about Shriyosim over there. Rashi says, the Perak Damanida has Sheretz Vanavela, Metamim Lachim. A dead Sheretz only is Metam if you touch it when it's still fresh, but it's Lach. V'yein Metamim Yveshim, if it dries up, then it has no tumor anymore, asheretz. Now, let's say, though this dried out sheretz, if you would soak it in water, and it would come back to look like fresh, then still tumor. So Gemara says over there, how long do you have to let the sheretz soak in water? So again, that's our Gemara. That Tanan Hossam learned over there, that Hossam Tanan, how long do you have to let it soak, preparation in lukewarm water? There it says, 24 hours. Here, when you're testing this klipa or this syra, how long do you have to let it soak in water? Me being the main place, do you have to let it stay so long, 24 hours? Or maybe not. And the swirl will be like this. Sheretz on the veil of the akushi. Or sheretz on the veil of those are hard things. So there we say it doesn't, it's not a proof where they really can be dissolved unless you leave it there for 24 hours. Therefore, be the main place. Avodam, but blood, the rocha, is very soft. Light, maybe in a monoshocha, if this sara was really blood, it would be dissolved down in less than 24 hours. Rashi says it's enough just 12 hours, just one period of day or night, but not both. Aduma, maybe light, there's no difference, Taiku. Maybe you're also. You can't have a good proof to say she's Torah if you, the question is if you just let it soak there for 12 hours and it doesn't dissolve down into blood. Do you have a right to say for sure it's not blood and she's Torah? Or maybe no, you have to let it stay there for 24 hours. If it's 24 hours, then if nothing happens, that's the proof then to say it's Torah. Sistak is a taiko, how long you have to let it stay? Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah, Hamapelas Kimin Dogin. Let's say she has a miscarriage and the piece of flesh coming out looks like a fish. So here it says what? She's not Tomei. Says she's Torah, because that's not called a Leida. So the question is, why doesn't Reb Yehuda argue on this? Just like Reb Yehuda argues in the ratio when a Chaticha comes out, that he says she's Tomeiya. And really, once for it came out before was, because Reb Yehuda holds that anytime something comes out of the womb, for sure blood comes with it. So that was the svar we should argue here also. Even though this piece of flesh looks like a fish, so she's not tummy mishum leida, but we should say for sure some dam came out. So when it says Amar Resh Lakish Raka says true, but machloek ishnuyev rabbanon yenechnami, this part of the Mishnah of Adi Rabbi Yehuda also argues on. And that the Mishnah says tam, it only means according to the rabbanon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda's shita, since this like min of this piece of flesh looking like a dog, fish came out of the womb, for sure some blood came with it, and she's tummy mishum leida. That's Resh Lakish. Now, Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon, no matter, it could be a filu tam Rabbi Yehuda, even if this part of the Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yechon says, not like we said before, that av kan loikam Rabbi Yehuda hosam. When does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Reisha that where chaticha comes out, that she's tameyam elagabi chaticha, where it's a piece of flesh, diyoved dam dekorish? Over there we say it's very possible it really was blood inside the body, and it dried up, it gelled up, and it's coming out now. Therefore, v'hevi chaticha. Therefore, this chaticha that's coming out, we say, is really called dam, and therefore she's talking mishum nida. Avol beria lehevi. But here, where what comes out looks like a fish, now we do not say that dam will come out into the form of fish. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, if something looking like a fish comes out, that remains tahira. So this going on the sheep that Rabbi Yechon does not hold the svara of psichas akever. And now the Gemara is though, but the lahach lishtav, according to the other lashon we had before, that holds that the Yom Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon himself is the one that said that the machlokes in the Mishnah was b'yef shel psichas akever bloy dam, that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says she's tameya when the chaticha comes out is not because the chaticha itself is dam, but just it's impossible for something to pass through the womb and dam doesn't come with it. If so, then Avad Abiyudu should argue in this case also, when something comes out looking like a piece of fish, also she should be tamei, because for sure Shem Dam came with it. So Moses says true. Man the masli hach lishna masli hoker abiyachon resh lokish. The armor tavai the machlekish never bonen he. That the one that learned like before Pshat Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the Pshat from Yehuda in the Mishnah that he holds, Iyesh the Psichas Kevah Bloy Dam, that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that it's impossible for something to come through the womb without blood with it. So Rabbi Yochanan said like that, so for sure here, what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say about the case of Dag, that about Rabbi Yochanan also meant to say like Rish Lakish, that this case of Dag is like a Machlokes, is not true. I mean, it's a Machlokes. That the Mishnah says to her, that's only according to the Rabbanan Shita, that they hold like it's Efshel Psicha without Dam, and therefore, since the dog is not called Dam, it's not called a lady, she's Torah. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that since it's Efshel, it's impossible for something to pass through the womb, and blood does not come out with it, so for sure, she, Dam did come out, and therefore she'll have a Tumas Nida on her. Then the Mishnah says, the Mapelas Kimin Behema. What's going to be if what comes out of the Isha looks like an animal? So was the machloikis that Rav Meir says that she's Temeya, and the Chum says no, she's Tahira. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, my time with Rav Meir, why does Rav Meir say she's Tameya, this is called a Leida? The Chur is not a Tzura of a person, it's a Tzura of a Behema, Chaya. So why does he say that's enough to make a Tumas Leida? So Mar says the Pshat from Rav Meir is, Hoyo V'nem Rabo Yitzira B'yodim, Kodim, it says in the Postek of Ayetzer, the same way it says Yitzira, B'ayinodim, it says by Yetzer Hashem Lekim es chayes asodi v'esoif, just like it says by Adam by Yetzer Hashem Lekim es Adam offer min Adama. So therefore it says it alike, and therefore it's like a gezer shava. So just like by an Adam it's called a leida, who are then a behem is also called a leida. For the me'ela me'yativ so hamapeles to mustanin, if Elisha has a miscarriage and the kid looks like a big fish, like the Tanina Magdolim, is Te'ima Tamei Leda, then the mother should also be Tamei Leda. Why? Because it says in the Torah also, Lashon Yitzira, like another Mishnah, it says, Vayivru Lakim, as a Tanina Magdolim, Hashem created that the big fish. So just like it says Hashem, Vayitzra Hashem as Adam, it says Vayivru, what should be the difference? So Mar says, yes, there's a big difference. Amri Atayib, and vice versa, we know there's a Mishnah Leda, that if she gives birth to something looking at the Taninim, she remains Tahira. Even according to Rabbi Meir, the question is why. So what's Amri, I'll tell you like this. That Donin Yitzira Mitzira. It says Yitzira by Echai, and it says Yitzira by Yodim, learn that one from the other. But Vien Donin Briya Mitzira. But these Taninim Magdalim, the big fish, it does not say the word Yitzira. It says the Lashon of Briya, creation. See if I did not learn out one from the other. So Mar asks, why not? Why not? What's the difference? Hotan of the Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds, when the Pasuk says in the Hilchos of Negoim of the Bayis, it says Vishav HaKohen, the Kohen returns to look at it, then it says Zabu HaKohen, the Kohen comes to look at it, and he makes a Gezeirah Shaviyah to say Zuhi Shiva Zuhi Bia, that the same Malachas it says in one Pasuk apply to the other Pasuk also. So you see, even though the words are a little bit differently, still you could make a Gezeirah Shaviyah. So you also want to make a Gezeirah Shaviyah. What difference is one is Bri and one is Yitzirah? It's enough of light to make a Gezeirah Shaviyah. Secondly, Nigma Briya Mibriya. No, even by Yadam also says the words of Briya. It says about another, it also says, Vayivra Lakim Es Adam Mitzalmai. So it's a kasha kotor of meya if you know the reason why the behem is tameya. If the true, if the kid looks like a behem, of course the gzera shav of a yetz of a yetzer. So the same gzera shav have other also says by yivro and by tanninim it says by yivro. So tanninim shosu be tamei. Smur says no. Armi, I'll tell you, Vayivro Lagufay. That of the apostles of Yivro Lakim as Odom, you need it for the purpose, teaches that Hashem created the Odom. Vayetzer, then the apostles of Vayetzer as Odom, that's Lafnu, that's extra. And therefore, we're making Zerushova from the extra word. Vedonim Yitzira, Yitzira. Therefore, we say the word Yitzira is extra by Odom. So therefore, when it says the word Yitzira by Behema, we learn out from an Odom that if an Isha is Mapil, something looking like a Behema, it's also called a Leda. But not the taninim. She's not supposed to look like a big fish. Then she's Torah. For the ma'adav, but the opposite way, let's say. Why don't I say vayetzel legufa? The pasuk says vayetzel v'yodam. That's legufay. That's the yika word, the yika pasuk of a bria of an odam. Is lashon of vayetzel? Maybe that's the main draw. All right, to turn over. We'll continue one on the other side. Remember the Yetzer of the Gufay versus Adarabah. For Yetzer the Gufay, maybe by Yivra Lachnuyin. And maybe the word when it says by Yivra Lachim es Odom, that's extra to make a drosha. And therefore, Vadon and Briyam and Briya, I should learn out that when the Pesach says by Yivra Lachim es Atanina Magdalen, the big fish, that's also called a Leda. Phoenicia gives him, has him his carriage. Something looking like Tanina Magdalen, she should be Temeya. Elder Mursa is like this. Vayetzer Mufna Mishneitz Dodin. The Vayetzer is extra both here by Odom and also by Behema. Says the word Vayetzer twice over there. Mufna gabi Yodim and Mufna gabi Behema. But Vayivra, that it says Vayivra gal Yodim Mufna, it's only extra if you want, even if you wanted to say the Vayetzer is the Ikam, so Vayivra is extra, it's only extra by Odom. But gabi Tanina mena Mufna. But by Tanina there's no Tupsukim, it's only one possible there, Vayivra Elakim is a Tanina Magdalem. So therefore, it's better to say that the word Vayetzer is extra for Zereshova, because there is Mufna both Stodim. It's Mufna both by Odom, it's extra both by Odom, and it's also extra by Behema. So Moses says, now, my Mufna got a Behema. What do you mean, where is it extra by Behema? You know, if you want to tell me, the Chsiv says, V'yas Lakim es Chayis Oretz, that's one process, then it says, V'yiksiv, Vayetzer Hashem Lakim, Minu Adom, Kol Chayis Asada. So it says twice, to the second Vayetzer, that's extra. So Moses says, no, if so, Tanina Namish should be the same svara by this big fish also. Afnui Mufta also says twice, that the Ksiv, one posik says, V'yes kol remesh radom, anything that creeps. Then it says, Ksiv, a yivro akim, es atinim magadayim. So, so the Guru, let's say the yivro is also extra. So then, how do you know to say Vayetzer of the Gzereshov is? Maybe from the word Vayivro is the Gzereshov is, and they're both Mufna. So Moses says, no, remesh, the Ksiv osam, the yaboshu. That the first pasuk says we as kol remesh radom means something that's creeping on the yabosh, on the ground, not on the in the sea. So therefore, there's only one pasuk about taninim. Therefore, the word vayivra is not extra. So therefore, it's better to say the gzereshavis are from the word vayetzer vayetzer, because here we'll have them extra in both places. So Moses says, what's the difference? What do I care? If you would have said the word Vayivra is the extra by Nodim, so it's Mufna only by Yodim, so what? So it's only Mufna here. But still, why can't they make the Gzereshova? Like, why is it better to make the Gzereshova from the words Vayetzer Vayetzer, and then say it's Mufna both Sodim, than make the Gzereshova Vayivra Vayivra, where it's only open on one side? What's the difference? You still, they're both Gzereshovas. Tamura says no. Now, as community, there is a difference. The Yomer of Yudam are Shmuel, Mishum Rav Yishmuel. Like this, that kol gzeir shava shayna mufna. Any gzeir shava is not extra on either side, kolikar at all, ain't lemeita b'men, you can't learn out from it, you can't make the gzeir shava. It has to be extra at least on one side. What's going to be mufna mitzad echad? Let's say it's open on one side, but not on the second side. Then the Rebbe Yishma, the din is lemeita v'yemeshivim. You could learn out, and you can't ask any questions. That's called 100% good gzeir shava. But the Rabbanan Shita is no lemeidim. True, you can make the Gzeir Shava, since it's mufna, it's open on one side, but a meshivim. If you have a question on the Gzeir Shava, you ask the Gzeir Shava, and then we'll say, even though using Gzeir Shava is a lachli, it's a Kabbalah, but we'll say you made a mistake on that Kabbalah. But let's say it's mufnu mishnei tzadot. Let's say it's open on both sides. That even according to chomim, divrei hakol lemeidim b'mishrim. Then you make the gzeirah shavah. And even though you have questions, you can't ask the question. You cannot ask the question on the gzeirah shavah. So we're still at this good according to Rabbanan Shita. But for Rabbi Shmuel, ma'ika be'mufnu mitzadech le'mufnu mishnei tzadot. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even if it's only open on one side, he also says lemeidim b'mishrim. Can't ask any questions. So what's the difference if it's open on two sides or open on one side? Like still back to Kasha, maybe the Gzeirah Shavah should be from Vayivra Vayivra, and it's open on one side. That's enough. What's the difference? Is that learning from Vayetsa Vayetsa? It's open on two tzadim or two sides. What's the difference according to Rabbi Shmuel? So Rosh says yes. Now if Kamino is like this, if it's open on one side, or Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, and you have another Gzeirah Shavah where it's open on two sides. So the svar would be shavkina muftim mitzarechet, like mamish our svar here. Leave over this gzeirah shavah from the words vayivra vayivra to include taninim, because from the words vayivra it's only open on one side, just by yodam, it's not open by taninim. So do not make that gzeirah shavah, but rather vayafina muftim mishnei tzadim. It's better to learn out from the word vayetsa vayetsa, where there it's open on both tzadim. That's enough for me, even according to Rabbi Shmuel. Well, you would have a choice of one or two words to make the Gezerah Shavah. If from one word it's open on both sides, that's the better Gezerah Shavah than the other side. That's why here the Torah said the word vayetz are extra, both by behemah and by an adam, to tell us that we make this Gezerah Shavah from a behemah, from the words vayetz and vayetzer, and not from the word vayivra. Therefore, it's good, Rav Meir, even though he says in our Mishnah that when Isha has a miscarriage, something looks like a behemoth, she used to Meir later, but she has a miscarriage, something looks like a Tanina Magdalem, then she would remain Torah. That's not called a later. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.